Hi, and welcome to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. You're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information on classes, workshops, stress relief, meditation, and coaching. You can also go to the Om Laguna Beach Facebook page. So today we're going to be meditating for 18 minutes on our way to a peaceful, deep, restorative place. The number 18 has all kinds of significance in the mystical and historical world. In China, the number 18 is considered to be a very auspicious number. It's associated with someone who's going to have great success and prosper, as is living or working in house or suite number 18, or being born on the 18th of any month or a year ending in 18. In Hebrew, the word for life is chai, and chai has a numerical value of 18. It's also traditional to give gifts in any number that can be divided by 18. So when a boy or a girl is bar or bat mitzvahed, the gifts tend to be in multiples of 18. So they would get $18 or $36 or whatever it is. And in Tarot, the number 18 is associated with the moon, which symbolizes mystery and intuition. There are many different mindfulness traditions that suggest meditating for approximately 20 minutes, either once or twice a day. And Alan Finger, who I studied with many, many years ago, is the founder and teacher of the tradition of Ishta Yoga. And he teaches that it takes 18 minutes of meditation to reach the deepest layers of inner consciousness and to let go of all the external layers of stress and distraction. So today, we're going to meditate for 18 minutes. And in fact, if you look back at the other podcasts from Om at Home, you'll find that the talking bit happens for about the first 12 minutes of each of the shows, and the guidance through your meditation and the silent periods last just about 18 minutes. So the secret is out. You've already been training yourself to reach your deepest layers of relaxation and restoration and shed your stress, like peeling back the layers of an onion. And sometimes it's so difficult, it's frustrating, full of distractions, and sometimes it just flows. And I think that the difficulty is in believing that this 18 minutes is actually supposed to make it easier. And what we have to remember with meditation is that it's this constantly unfolding experience of the now. And spending 18 minutes exploring this moment by moment unfolding of what is happening in life right now. And some days are more stressful and some days are more fluid. So it's teaching us just to be more in observation and the witness of this kind of thing. So go ahead and find yourselves a comfortable position, and I'm going to walk you through the layers for the first few minutes, and then you'll explore it for yourself. And remember, it takes practice, and the rule of thumb is always no big deal. Whatever happens, it's just not a big deal. If you want to practice this on your own after today without having any guidance or listening to a podcast, all you have to do is set a timer. And you can either start your timer with 3 minutes and work your way up to 18 minutes, or just go for the 18 on your timer and see what happens. See where the time takes you. If you get distracted and you slip out of your practice, just check the timer and see how far you went. Then applaud yourself, pat yourself on the back, and either decide to reset and start again or try again the next day. Repetition is really the key to successfully creating this habit of peace. Setting your intention for time and practicing eventually brings you to these deepest layers in only 18 minutes. So we're going to access those layers now. Go ahead and find a nice comfortable position where your back is supported and allow your hands to rest in your lap. They can either be palms down, resting on your thighs, palms up, or you can rest your left hand in your right hand, palms up, and let your thumbs touch. This is known as Zen Mudra, and it really is very helpful. All right, we're going to start with three deep breaths. In through the nose, and blow very, very slowly out of the mouth. Again, in through the nose. And exhale, nice and slow. One more time. Inhaling as deeply as you can. Blowing as slowly as you can. This really sets the mind at task. This journey of going inward, and that becomes the first layer that you peel away. The willingness to move the mind from wandering, listening, whatever other distractions are going on, and turn it towards controlling the inhale and the exhale and doing it very slowly. And now you're just going to let your breath go in and out of your nostrils. And notice the temperature of the air. Feel that coming in through your nose and what the temperature is like, if it's dry or moist, warm or cold. Really becoming the witness and the observer of your sensations. And the simple function of breathing, what that feels like going in and out of the nose. And then allow the mind to track the breath by labeling it for about 3 rounds of breath. So you'll say silently to yourself, inhale as you breathe in. And then exhale as you breathe back out. There's a saying called naive awareness, and that's sort of what we're practicing here, the naivete of awareness, watching, paying attention, observing in this very innocent, curious way, as if we've never paid attention to it before. Very open-minded experience, like, what is this? It's a form of curiosity. So we label the breath, we notice the temperature and sensation of the breath, and as we do so, we continue to shed any layers of distraction because we've focused the mind on the task at hand. And now you're going to move that breath down into the soles of your feet, and imagine you can fill your feet with breath. And as you fill them and empty them, your sense awareness of your feet becomes greater. You feel what your feet are touching. Maybe you're wearing socks, or your skin is exposed, or you're covered by a blanket. Really notice, how do your feet feel? And then move that awareness into your ankles, and then up into your shins and your calves. Feeling the bones out to the skin. Move the breath up into your knees, the backs, the sides, the tops of the knees, the skin stretching over the knees with the legs bent. And then keep moving the breath and awareness up into the thighs, the long bones, the large muscle groups, and release the legs to whatever is supporting them. Notice if you're gripping or holding anywhere. Try to let that go. Each movement of breath and awareness is shedding layers of tension, layers of holding on when we're not even aware we're doing so. Move into the hip bones, the floor of the pelvis and the tailbone, the low belly, the belly button, the low back. And as you fill with air and empty, let go of any holding in the belly from the inside out. And then move up under the arms and into the sides of the body. Feel the ribs. Feel the middle waist and back expanding and contracting with each breath. Pure awareness. So full of sensation, sounds, all kinds of information moving through you without you doing anything at all. So we don't need to add the distractions of the wandering mind. We keep the mind on the body. Move the mind and breath into your heart space, into your lungs and your chest and your upper back. And imagine you can drop your shoulders down into your back and tuck them in like wings. And feel the heart rise and spread open, lifting, ready to receive. Let your collarbones spread wide, your shoulders slide to your elbows to your wrists and your fingers, and feel the weight, the sensations, the temperature of your hands. What are they touching? Notice if you can feel the pulse of your blood running through your fingertips. Move up into your neck, lowering your chin slightly, dropping your jaw and letting your teeth be parted. Your eyes roll down and your whole face softens as if a mask drops away. And you can feel your hair, your scalp softening. And the crown of your head can stretch to the sky, bringing the whole vertebra, the whole spinal column with it, stretching up and then dropping, releasing, making space. And as you've moved from your feet to your crown, you've been shedding layers and layers of awareness, distraction, tension, stress. And now that we're embodied with our awareness, we can shift it back to the thinking mind. And we can play between the thinking mind, the breath, and the body itself as we move into our silent practice. Sitting softly, mapping the breath by labeling the inhale and the exhale, usually for 3 or 4 breaths, just to anchor your attention somewhere, then let go. And when the mind wanders off, you simply label it wandering, wandering mind, and bring it back either to some body part that you can feel right away, your back or your jaw or your hands, and then label the breaths again for about 3 rounds of breath, and then let go. And what you'll notice is as you get closer and closer to the end of your practice, you'll go deeper and deeper into the layers of rest and relaxation. So continue your practice on your own for a little while, and I'll check back in with you. Notice if your mind has wandered off and you've lost your way. Settle back into the flow of breath, labeling the inhale and the exhale. Label the wandering mind and feel the body, letting yourself be and reminding yourself that losing your way is no big deal. There's always something to come back to. We're practicing our 18-minute meditation today, shedding the layers of stress, like peeling back the layers of an onion, labeling our breath, connecting with body, the weight and temperature and sensations, observing when the mind wanders and gently calling it back. With a sense of curiosity and naivete. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Notice your state of mind. You did it. 18 minutes. So after today, you may want to set a timer and try to practice on your own or listen to this as a podcast. From Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And you can find More about Om at Home from Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna, at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori Kahn, and thank you for listening today. I'm wishing you peace along your way.